The Federal Aviation Administration could be facing a partial shutdown. The latest temporary funding bill expires tonight. House and Senate versions of the bill are so different that they might not be able to come to an agreement on time, which means as many as 4,000 FAA employees could be furloughed. Ray LaHood is the Secretary of Transportation and joins us live right now with more on what is happening with this developing story. Secretary LaHood, thanks so much for taking the time this morning.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for your interest. This is a very, very important matter, particularly for federal employees.
Well, tell us what is going to happen if they can't come to an agreement. Are we talking about furloughs, layoffs, and what is going to happen to those employees?
Well, there's a dispute between the House and Senate over money for small airports and also a provision that was put in having to do with labor. And what I'm asking Congress to do is come to work today, pass a clean bill, which they've done on 20 other occasions, so that 4,000 employees, federal aviation, FAA employees, will not be furloughed. And also, there are a number of construction jobs going on at airports around the country, and I don't think it's any secret that the highest unemployment sector is in the construction industry. And why would Congress want to suspend this money and not have these construction projects continue and have construction workers who are out there in the heat doing these projects not continue? And the other point is these 4,000 federal employees, these are hardworking people. They come to work at the FAA every day and do their job. And Congress could very easily come to work today, pass a clean bill, as they have done on 20 other occasions, and work out their differences on the overall bill so that these people can go to work, construction projects can continue. We have the best aviation system in the world. Why would we want to curtail it with this kind of activity?
And what about the air traffic controllers, those 15,000 or so employees? Would they continue to work?
The air traffic control system will continue. Safety will not be compromised. The flying public's flying plans will not be compromised. There'll be no delays as a result of any FAA controllers or others who have jurisdiction over the airlines. They will not be furloughed. The 4,000 employees are people that do work on next-generation technology, which is obviously very important, and people who also process some of the paperwork that's involved in collecting taxes on tickets.
Now, I want a point of clarification, if I could. You were talking about the construction workers. Tell me about that connection. I get the 4,000 feds. Is this also going to impact contracted workers, too?
It will affect the construction workers because these projects are funded with funds that are going to be suspended at the end of the day today, and they cannot be spent. The workers, the 4,000 FAA workers, are people, some, as I said, are working on research, working on next gen. Some are administrative people who process paper and things like that. But the construction jobs that I'm talking about are on projects at airports that receive money that will have to be suspended this evening.
So how many construction workers are we talking about?
We're talking about thousands of construction workers all over the country. And, I don't have the list of airports in front of me, but every major airport in the country right now is under some kind of renovation, whether it's Chicago, Atlanta, here in Washington, D.C. There are just a number of places around the country where we've funded construction projects, and they will be suspended. And these workers will have to go home and not come back to work until the Congress passes a clean FAA continuation bill.
And very briefly, this furlough would start at what time? Midnight tonight?
Midnight tonight, that's correct. Yeah, 4,000 people who will not receive their paycheck or the construction workers. And again, we have the best aviation system in the world. This is not the way to run the best aviation system in the world. Congress needs to work today, pass a clean bill, so our people can come to work Monday, construction projects can continue on Monday, and we can continue the smooth operation of our aviation system.
Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Good luck at midnight.
Thanks a lot.
And you can find more information and find out what's happening at FAA in general. We have links, federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.